What's happening, world? How y'all feeling? It's Uncle Bean. You know what I'm saying? I would like to thank y'all for tuning in to Celebrate Your Life. You know what I mean? We just not launching this, and you know what I mean? Hopefully everybody start moving with the movement. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Everybody should feel like they, you know what I'm saying, they ain't got no choice but to celebrate your life. So celebrate your life. I'm your host, Uncle Bean. You know what I mean? And just want to come to you and, you know what I'm saying, celebrate life with you, talk to you, deal with you, let you hear some of the new music. You know what I mean? I got some guests in the house, you know what I mean? The homeboy Cisco up in the house. Cisco, tell him what's up, man.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
You know, got the homeboy Frankie up in here. Frankie, tell him what's up, man.
Hey, Frankie Fresh in the house.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Yeah. How we celebrate life on the daily? Y'all speechless or something, y'all?
Well, Frankie, go for it.
Are y'all quiet? Everybody hold
well, I'm like prayer? This.
Michael, how we, you know what I'm saying, celebrate life every day?
With love.
With love, you know what I'm saying?
He's you got to love yourself first. Remember that. Everybody out there.
All right, so what, y'all don't love yourself?
No,
y'all
I love myself.
I love myself.
Hey, okay then.
Hey, the point is, hey, everybody.
Welcome to Celebrate Life, though. You know what I mean? I would like to take y'all through, you know what I'm saying, a series of songs. You know what I mean? Because my first guest on the show, my first show, is myself. Can you believe it? My first guest is myself. You know what I mean? So, again, I'm going to take y'all through a series of different songs. You know what I mean? My name, again, is Uncle Bean, UNKALBEAN. You know what I mean? You can Google that, everything pop up. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, we're going to come in with a song off my new project that I'm going to be, you know what I'm saying, releasing real soon. You know what I mean? So check it out. The name of the album is Reality of Deceit. So I want y'all to check out this song. We finna run it right now. You know what I mean? Celebrate life. Baby.
You got a feedback?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said it's gonna be your way.
The team
is mad. I love to tell me that, yeah.
Are you a moon chapter?
She said it's gonna be your way. Yeah, boom, boom. She not give away, she has spend every night, many day. She a work hard, me a go hard, me a play my part, she a play a part, yeah. She say for me only, boom boom, never you away. Me a day like every day, every day. We love her, walk with her, hold her hands, we kiss her. She say she love me. To do what we gotta do, so you back up, hold up this, cause she a my miss, and me a miss that, so you understand,
that's all
for me, young man, yeah, yeah, she says for me, young man. Not for me, not for you, not for me, not for you, not for me, never you. If she choose, she choose, and not you. What she choose to do, this do. Yeah, she choose that like this do. Why you want out back out of two? Yeah, she said you want me only. Say it for me only. You can't get that.
Gangster business is all that she knows.
Say it for me only.
She not gonna live her life like a living like Al Capone.
Say it for me only.
From sundown to sunup, Josie Will and Charlie Chaplin to be where she hang up. And every night she was late, I listen dance on Mr. Straight.
She says for me only. 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 Yo, 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 yo. We back, Celebrate Your Life. That was For Me Only off my new album, Reality of Deceit. You know, me personally, I said, yo, forget it, yo. I'm going to make myself my first guest. But, you know what I'm saying? I got some of the homies here, and I'm like, yo, they could ask me some questions. Maybe some questions that y'all might want to ask me. And don't forget, y'all can still call the line. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? 800-893-9562. Y'all can still call the line. Y'all can ask me a question y'all want to ask me anyway. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to start off and see what, you know what I'm saying? Boy, Frankie Fresh, what questions you got to ask me?
All right, Uncle Bean. You know, how you feel about this being your first show?
You got me speechless. You see that? I paused. I couldn't even catch my breath. I couldn't even say... You know what I'm saying? Words can't describe it. Words cannot describe it. You know, but the Most High blessing, you know what I'm saying? Y'all are blessing because y'all here with me. So it's, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, we doing it. I'm ecstatic. I'm blessed. We right. Blessed.
We all blessed. How about this? What are you trying to do with this movement?
This movement?
Yes.
Cleanse planet Earth.
All right, Cisco, help me out, man. What's up?
All right, man. So, what's your goal? Who are you trying to reach? You know, what people out there are you trying to reach? Everybody? You got a specific goal? You know, your music is for everybody.
Yeah,
it does not know the specific. You know, you don't want to put no label on it or anything like that.
Nah, universal music. Universal love.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's what the people want to hear.
Everybody got their passion, even if their passion is ignorance. Everybody got their passion.
We got a lot of ignorance out there.
That's true, man.
Enough of that. Anyways, so what's your plans? I mean, what you trying to do? I mean, you trying to... You got some shows coming up. You doing something? I mean,
Hey, yeah. Give thanks. You just reminded me. Tomorrow, this Saturday, Walnut Park in Huntington Park, I'll be performing. It's a community event. This will be my second time doing this annual event they always have in that community, and I'm going out there tomorrow. I think I'm on stage about like 5 o'clock, 5 p.m. Walnut Park in Huntington Park. I will be performing on stage. I'm going to do like a 20-minute set. It will be very beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Family, kids, you know what I'm saying? Like just all positivity. You know what I mean? And that's more what we want to bring out in every community. Huh?
Okay, that's cool. I think everybody might want to do something. I mean, it'll be cool this weekend, so, you know, might want to look that up. So what's up with your project on this new album?
Oh, reality.
The thing you got, just reality. Was that the deception of reality?
Reality of deceit.
Reality of deceit.
Yeah.
You have to excuse me on that one.
Yeah, but it's a great project, you know what I'm saying? It's dealing with, you know what I'm saying, feeling, you know what I mean? Feeling is the greatest power that we all possess on the planet, and we don't exercise it enough, you know what I mean? You know, just like some people love and don't know how to be loved. You know what I mean? So we got, you know what I'm saying, reality of the seat. I mean, people pretend like they love you, but they don't give, care about you, you know? So, and that's a major part of, you know what I'm saying, the album. Matter of fact, we need to go ahead and go to the next song and let y'all check out Reality of the Seat, you know what I'm saying? Uncle Bean, celebrate life. If you love life, I don't care where you at, you should be clapping your hands and making some noise and, you know what I'm saying, celebrating you. You should be doing something to show that you love you. So keep on doing it. You know what I mean? Real talk.
My mother gone. Something about me. She said she knows. Something about me. She said she knows. Something about me. Something about me. She says she loves something about, something about me. She says she loves, yeah. Something about, something about me. She says she loves something about, something about me. A girl, I cheated. All those things are regretted. In the past, it reflected.
She love. That's why I celebrate life. She, you know what I mean? Love. Yeah, them love me, yo. Pick up on herself. Yeah. All right, we back to the show. Celebrate life. Celebrate life. Hopefully, if y'all, you know what I'm saying, kicking back at home, that y'all around, you know what I'm saying, somebody that y'all truly love. You know what I'm saying? Listen to me talk about celebrate life and saying, what the heck is he talking about? But anyhow, I'm talking about having joy in the world. I'm talking about you waking up in the morning and not being mad because you woke up. You know what I mean? Be happy you woke up. You sitting over there snarking for.
Gotta be happy you woke up. You gotta be happy.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm smiling. That's all that matters.
All right, hey, let's get into some news. You know what I'm saying? What's happening in music? What's the music news? The entertainment news, so to speak. And y'all don't know about entertainment.
I do. I mean, I don't keep up with it.
Okay, how you feel about Mayweather, you know what I'm saying, the fight this past weekend?
It is what it is.
I really didn't see the fight to comment on that. But I heard, you know, the cat got the best of him.
Yeah.
That's what I heard, you know.
I say it like this. Sports, entertainment, it's all business. The man do good business. That's why he keep winning.
But it's business before sports.
Oh, but what about Ray Rice?
Oh, man, this is business.
Man.
This is not about, this is about.
Well, how you feel about the Ray Rice situation?
Well, this stuff has been going on, man, as long as we've had sports. I mean, domestic violence, you know, that's really what it's about. But at the same time, it's like, really, you know,
do you
people,
feel like,
it's a lot of guilt, but at the same time, it's not a lot of guilt. This is all about money, you know?
Do you feel like, as wife said, like, you know what I'm saying, that's our business?
If she's comfortable with her situation, she's comfortable with her situation.
What I'm saying, what does their personal life have to do with him and his performance on the field?
Money.
Well, see, yeah, money. See, that's what
they can get paid for putting that out.
No, see, here's where
what does it have to do with him on the field? His personal situation with his wife at home.
Marketing, and that's basically what it is. It comes down to marketing. The NFL, he's one of those faces for NFL. He's on commercials and stuff like that. He's had endorsements, I believe. And this is going out to a public, and, you know, and they, you know, trying to sell a merchandise, you know, and that's what it comes down to. That's what all this is really about.
Come on, man. You wait 2 years to try to chastise. Well, you already done disciplined him. You know what I'm saying?
And you disciplined him twice.
You want to discipline him again, you know? And then furthermore, again, that's why I asked the question. Do you agree, you know what I'm saying, that if his wife said, you know what I'm saying? That's our personal business.
No. Well, if you notice, that is their personal business, and you are correct. But they took it on themselves to, you know, strip him of his livelihood. You know, that's how he's making his living, you know, and I can't say what is fair. I mean, everybody, you know what I'm saying, has their opinion, and I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, make anybody mad. But the point is, I mean, I'm not condoning nothing he did, but it is his business, you know. But when you live your life like that, I guess when you sign on the dotted line, it's not your life anymore, what I'm picking up.
Yeah. Pick yourself out to expose yourself. Yeah. It's kind of tough. It's a tough situation. But you know what I'm saying? You never know. You only, like, the way things are displayed, and it's no disrespect to anybody, you know what I'm saying, any sex or anything in that, you know what I'm saying? No disrespect to anybody. But you never know what one has done to provoke or manipulate a situation, you know what I'm saying, whatever came about. So, hey, right? Hope everything work out for you. Big up yourself, man. You know what I'm saying? That was you and your wife. Boom. We're going to go to the next song. You know what I'm saying? Again, you with Uncle Bean, celebrate life. You know what I'm saying? You got my guys up here, Cisco, Frankie, you know what I'm saying? Definitely Michael Moore up in the building. Big up yourself. You know what I'm saying? Big up the whole Skid Row. Go on to the next track.
Yeah, I'm out there. Yeah, I feel like, yo, something's gone, but it's still here. Something you let it go and give next to that. We love you, baby. You understand me? Hear what we say.
say girl. Yo, yo, yo. Back again, celebrate life. Love and respect all day long. Yo, why y'all so quiet, man?
Hey, sure, sure.
We just celebrating life.
The and the guest.
No, I'm supposed to be the guest today. It's my show, but I'm the guest.
So, Frankie, come up with some, you know, some questions. Come on, man. Spit it.
Yeah, you've been knowing me the least amount of time, so you should be able to come up with something. Come on, man. Hmm. Be real. Stop being scared.
No, I'm never scared. You know what I mean? I'm just listening, you know, participating, you know.
Okay, participate. Now ask me a question then.
All right, Uncle Bean, how do you feel about...
That's too much in between.
Yeah, yeah, just a little bit, but I'm contemplating.
Come on, man. Let's get the talking going.
All right, how do you feel about...
That's too much time on the air and ain't nobody saying nothing. Should I play another song or no? Come on, man. Ask question. Serious question. Be real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's all real. You know what
Everybody
I mean?
Acting like y'all nervous.
You two, y'all having a conversation. I'm just...
So if we had a fifth, or something, if we had some drink, then it would be easier for...
Well, I already have mine right here anyway.
Maybe.
Go on now.
So really, I mean, okay, what's your thoughts on, you know saying, the state of, you know, hip-hop, rap, whatever you want to call it?
Well, hip-hop, rap...
Where's it going?
Hip-hop, rap is hip-hop, rap. Hip-hop is hip-hop. Hip-hop always going to be hip-hop. And that's, you know what I'm saying, self-expression. You know what I mean? When you talk about hip-hop, hip-hop is different than the entertainment industry. You know? You talk about hip-hop is for the love. Hip-hop is just, regardless of what you got, you still doing it. Regardless if you're sleeping on the street, you still eating, sleeping, and pooping it. That's hip-hop. When you talk about the industry, you know, the programming, the trend setting, foolishness. That's something different.
You mean the commercialism?
Yeah, like I said, the programming, not just commercialism, but just programming. Come on, man. That's what I'm saying. Celebrate life. It's crazy out here. Y'all want to be programmed?
No, you don't.
Well, I want to be programmed. I just want to be programmed by the right people.
Microsoft?
Maybe Apple. Celebrate. But you know what I'm saying? All in all, I really feel that, you know what I'm saying, as far as the business is concerned, it's been very lucrative for a lot of artists, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Make a difference in not just their lives, but in so many other people's lives. But we still have, you know what I'm saying, what's going on inside, regardless of how successful, you know what I'm saying, individuals are. You know what I mean? What's going on inside. You know, and that's part of the reason why, like, you know what I'm saying, the direction the music is going is where it's going. Everybody want to take themselves away. And sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you got to stay and deal with it instead of running away. You know, that's what a lot of people do. You know, with going on to another subject, you know what I'm saying, I'd like to introduce a good friend of mine, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Bobby Buck, you know what I'm saying? Bobby Buck Show, you know what I'm saying? BobbyBuck.com, he done stepped in, you know what I mean? I'm going to let him take the mic and, you know what I'm saying, ask a few questions and see any topics that he would like to touch, you know what I'm saying? So check him out. Everybody give a warm welcome to Mr. Bobby Buck.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm here chilling a little bit. Yeah, we just got done with our little segment with a whole bunch of women putting it down for Skid Row. You know, so they let the women speak their piece and get it out there and everything. So what do y'all think about with women giving their voices out there to people? Y'all think it's a good thing to let women get it out?
They need to. I mean, come on. I mean, if you don't listen to what women has to say, you know, it's going to be problems. Problems.
Yeah, you smart. Yeah, because that's what I've been learning myself. Because I know where I used to be, you know, like I tell people, I ain't no saint, but I know how I used to be, how to used to view women, all women, the same way. But I had to grow and understand life is about women are the art to life. And if you can understand and work with women, your life would be better.
Right. I'll say, in my view, you know, my ears are always open to Mother Earth.
Right on.
So therefore, my ears are always open to every man, woman, and child. You know, so of course, I know what I'm saying, big up the women on them, the women that came in and, you know what I'm saying, and voice their views and express themselves. You know what I'm saying? It's good. And it's a blessing to all the listeners. You know what I'm saying? Big up all the listeners, because without the listeners, you know what I mean? For the most part, you don't have a voice if nobody is listening.
That's true, yeah. On that.
So, if you know what I'm saying, people that were out there that gave their ears to Mother Earth, to the woman, to the women, you know what I'm saying? We appreciate it. Give thanks. And right now, y'all giving y'all ears to the men because y'all heard that. That's a blessing. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
And love and respect, you know what I mean? Always, always. What we going to do, we're going to go into the next song. You know what I'm saying? Y'all stay tuned. Celebrate Life. Uncle Bean, Bobby Buck, Cisco, you know what I'm saying? Frankie, definitely Mike Moore in the building. Right. Blessings. Oh. We'll see y'all in a minute. We on to the next song. Yeah.
Y'all right now. Y'all better understand y'all listen to the songs. Urban music. You see, Uncle Bean. During your chuckle. Y'all done now. Your everything nice while we are party, party, party.
She make nice. Y'all ain't not a dance. It look so nice. Stuff wind up your waist. Don't wanna wall. Come join. Make nice. Make nice. Watch the girl. Yeah, boy, man. She looks so nice. Food and I can be a white bottle. She can rate more time. On the body. She a make nice. Watch the girl. She a make nice. Shots in my bug, the tools select the play. The gal me wind up, me say, wait a minute, me got gal me say, bitch, it's a bit more. Me give me no boy, the veteran, me say, me, boy, the gal me know, a damn pick me, me say, drink it up, did a line with jogging me. Party vibes, me, I say, she make nice. Gal in that they dance, yeah, them look so nice. Now, wind up your waist, don't roll a wall, come join. Make nice, make nice. Watch the gal, yeah, boy, man, she look so nice. For the night can be a white bottle, she can rate more time. Pon the body, she a make nice. Watch the gal, she a make nice.
No te haga como si no te encanta que te lo den recio. Deja de baja, deja que te alborote, déjame ser tu dueño. No por nada te tengo en la mira, con tu coqueta a la par de la bocina. Ando inspirado como escena de la fina, me dices todo. Esa sonrisa, risa, muchacha, todavía falta tiempo. Me llega como tu cintura mueve con el tempo. Estás poniendo loco a lo loco con movimiento exótico. Me convierto en un lunático, tanto que me clavo con tu trasero fantástico. Bueno, quiero que se enoje tu marido, pero lo que tú tienes, nena, quiero que sea mío.
Party vibes, me a say she make nice. Y'all ain't not a dance, yeah, them look so nice. Now wind up your waist, don't wanna wall, come join. Make nice, watch the girl, yeah, boy, man, she look so nice. For the night can be a white bottle, she can rate more time. Pon the body, she a make nice. Watch the girl, she a make
no
nice.
No te haga como si no te encanta que te lo den recio. Deja de baja, deja que te alborote, déjame ser tu dueño.
Make nice, make nice.
Tranquilo.
Make nice.
Tranquilo.
tranquilo. Ando tranquilo.
Hey, hold on, hold on, hold on. Yo, 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 welcome back again. Celebrate Life, that was Make Nice on my Can't Leave L.A. Volume 2 album. But keep in mind, Reality of Deceit coming soon. You know what I'm saying? We just, you know what I'm saying, doing a song break, you know what I'm saying? A heated discussion that got started between, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Bobby Buck and the homeboy Cisco. You know what I'm saying? Hey, let's let them continue.
Yeah, man. So like, you think when he came back home, you know, he just started running rapid, huh? And you know, we go from one household to another household. There's two different households.
Right, so. Just do two different sets of rules.
Right,
you got two different people, two different parents.
Yeah,
you know, and there's a different arrangement. So I'm pretty sure he spends most of his time at home with his mother.
Oh, you got talking about again?
Oh, was it Peterson?
The situation with the child abuse with Adrian Peterson and his son.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. Celebrate Life. They talking about Adrian Peterson. My dad was like that. He whooped my bottom. He spanked my bottom. My grandma was like that. My grandaunties was like that. My mama was like that. Boy, go get a switch.
That's what I'm talking about,
bud. I'm not in prison for life or none of that. Thank you, mama.
That's what I'm saying, because I know my grandmother's made me walk to get that switch.
Yeah, I mean, I'm same here. I was raised that way, you know, so it's like, I understand, you know, what Adrian Peterson, you know, how he's handling the situation. I can relate, because I'm pretty sure that's the same he went through, you know. So the point is, I don't think it was abuse. It was discipline, you know, and they're taking something and making more of it because really of who he is. Because I'm going to say like this, if this is the state of Texas, come on, I thought they believed in, you know, all that, you know, that old-fashioned.
Yeah, from the South.
And, you know, I mean, come on. I mean.
But you said it'd been 3 months ago, so you said they did it at a certain time.
Right. Now they want to bring it out and bring it and put it in the spotlight. And it's like, really? I mean, you already knew about this. You want to wait till the beginning of football season opener and all this, you know, it's like, I don't understand it, but
you can whip my kids, but I can't whip my kids.
you can take
my baby away from me and put my baby in the mother in an institution.
Yeah.
In an institution. You know what I mean? With restrictions and programming. You can discipline him. You can lick him. You can, you know what I'm saying, do whatever you want to do to my child, but I can't make sure that I try to keep my child in line so they won't have to fall victim to your institution. Mm.
Institution? They better hope that, you know what I'm saying, if they don't get gunned down by the police.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's going on. I mean,
it's
an uphill battle, you know. It doesn't make any sense.
They're going to take your child from you and discipline your child because you discipline your child. And at the same time, be disciplining you in front of your child.
In front of the world. Yeah, I mean,
and taking your money.
Your livelihood. I mean, this is how he eats, you know. He makes more than the average individual, but the point is, and that's what a lot of this comes down to, but I don't believe is they're taking it too far, really. They make it more than what it is.
Yeah,
you know, if you ask
me, it's exactly,
on that situation,
it's exactly what it was and exactly what it is and exactly what it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Him disciplining his child. That's his child.
Well, I'm talking about the media and I'm talking about, you know, saying law enforcement. You know, the DA shouldn't even file that.
Okay, you're going to prosecute him for whooping his, you know what I'm saying, whooping his child. You know what I'm saying? But then you talk like, oh, you taking your time about disciplining other peoples who take America's babies.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. You know what I mean? You got Americans who are captive in all types of different countries. You know, I don't see you really putting no full force effort towards getting them. But you putting a full force effort towards a man who's trying to keep his child from being in your prison.
Maybe that's what they didn't like. Mm. They want him to go.
Yeah, Yeah. We're going to take a call. We're going to take a call. Hello, caller, you on there?
What's up, Law, man?
What's up, Law? How you doing? Everybody say what's up.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Right. How in the hell they going to stop you from disciplining your child?
It don't make no sense.
No.
No.
It don't make no sense whatsoever.
But his parents flipped him with a switch, and guess where it got him? It got him in the NFL.
Yeah.
Yep.
But you telling him he can't discipline his kid, but if he go to jail, join a gang, who fault is that?
Yeah. Absolutely.
But they're trying to take the power away from our parents. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying it's crazy.
It is.
I understand about child abuse, but a general whipping, a whipping in period. I don't know how many people out there, Christian people, but the Bible says you spare the rod, you'll spoil the child.
You sure do.
Turn your radio down and go into a different space. Yeah, but you already know. You know what I'm saying? I feel the same way. And then I'm supposed to just stand aside and just let you, you know what I'm saying? What you're going to do to my child, what I'm doing to him is whooping him. What you're going to do to him is abuse.
Yeah. It could be the real abuse.
Yeah, because I love them, and I'm doing what I do because I love them.
Right.
You doing what you doing.
What any parent would do if they love their child. You discipline your child. If you don't love your child, you don't care what your child do.
Yeah.
No, just get away from me. Yep. Any parent that disciplines their child is doing it out of love.
Yeah.
And I said discipline. I didn't say abuse.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? People who abuse their children, they got personal issues.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's basically like they're taking it out on the child. Discipline, you know what I'm saying, is I want you to be right. I want you to make things in your life right. You're going about things the wrong way. Let me show
you. I
want
to teach you right from wrong, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's, you know what I'm saying? But that's a loving parent. That's a loving parent. That's not an abusive parent. An abusive parent is somebody who just get drunk and just, you know what I'm saying, come home and just want to, you know what I'm saying, be mad about anything and take it out on the child.
Right.
Maybe lost the job or, you know what I'm saying, had to spend too much money on bills and couldn't have party fed. You know?
Yeah.
I'm going to
tell you something else. Coming up in age when you did get whooped with belts, stiffy cords, and switches, I guarantee you you'd have people growing up going to school trying to shoot their classmates.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I wasn't trying to go to school and shoot up no classmates.
You would have people going to the mall and shoot up a whole mall full of people.
No.
You try to take a discipline away. People don't, they look at TV, they don't know right from wrong. They play a video game, see everybody getting shot. They figure, oh, well, why should I go try it?
Yeah, yeah. Like it's reality.
But you and
they make it a reality.
Yeah, it turns into reality.
Child psychology, and you done came up with these alternative methods of punishment. Your child don't really know what right and wrong is. She just know mommy mad at her right now.
Yeah.
It's consequences behind every action. If a child don't learn it, it ain't going to never get learned.
Correct. Yep.
Hard way.
Yeah. Oh, they're
going to
learn one way.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what the
man
wants you to do. They want to be the one to teach them to learn.
Mm-hmm.
They want to put them in a penitentiary. They want to take away their right to work. They want to give them their first felony. Well, then they can be the one that they learn from.
Yeah, follow that program. Follow that program.
Follow that program.
Follow that system.
Hey, family, stay on the line. We're going to go to the next song, but stay on the line, all right? We're going to continue the conversation. All right. Hey, yo,
Joker. Yo, be right now. I feel lost, see me sitting bump bought down my blood clot closing out my room. Boom, give me business so read out, read out. That's what me I got to do. Like party, we party, and your honey, we want to start it. No more dancing, party still not.
Celebrate life, celebrate life. Yeah, it's so beautiful. You know, Law, you still on the line?
I'm still here, Law.
All right. Now, you again, do you think it's right or just for somebody to tell you that they're going to take your child away from you, you know, and put them where they see fit? Who they feel is fit, and monitor those individuals. Not even considering how the parent feels, and think that they not gonna be having no attitudes, like they not gonna discipline them or do the things that you do. Like they might not care about them the same way.
I'm gonna say this. I believe the laws of the land need to be revamped. The laws were set up to help the kids if they were being abused. People have so much unwanted time on their hand, they have nothing else to do, so they want to get in other people's business. How you discipline your child should be how you discipline your child. Everybody didn't grow up with the same religious, political belief that you grew up with. As long as you ain't hurting your child to the point your child needs hospital care, or mentally abusing your child to the point that they feel like they're doing anything. Another person shouldn't have any right to say what you do to your child. As long as you raise your child to the best that you are able to raise your child.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, when your child becomes an adult, what they got for them?
Whose responsibility is it then?
It's the parent.
Now, when they do
exactly.
And when the child become an adult, then, you know what I'm saying, it's their adult responsibility.
Well, let's just stick with the situation where it is. Okay. Say for instance, he don't discipline his kid, you know, and the kid just run him up. Police are bringing him home.
They got a place for him.
Right, exactly. And then they tell you, you know, you can go to jail if your child is just too out of control. You can go to, parents can be arrested, you know.
Don't get me wrong.
So it's a catch-22, basically, what they're saying. They don't want you to discipline your child. You know, let them run wild. You know,
right.
It don't make no sense. And that's why we have what we have going on in the society we live in.
You know what I'm saying? And then that's the thing. You're giving your kids attention and you disciplining them, they want to lock you up for that. Then if you just allow your kids to run wild, they want to lock you up for that. They call it child neglect.
I'm going to tell you like this. All of it is media-based. If the media gets enough publicity on it, it's wrong. Everybody wants to jump on the side of right. It ain't no right and no wrong when it comes to how you want to discipline your child. If your child is doing wrong, sometimes time out ain't the best answer. Sometimes a good lick on the butt lets him know, hey, you did wrong. When your child is 18, he's an adult. If I do wrong, he's going to know as an adult from his childhood, hey, I'm going to get punished for it. You let your child run amok as a child and don't do anything, go to timeout, go to your bedroom, go outside and play, get away from me. When he becomes an adult in society, he don't know right from wrong.
Hey, law man.
They want to put him in the penitentiary.
Absolutely. Right from wrong. Hey, let's we're going to have to continue that, you know what I'm saying, the next show. You know what I'm saying? I got in the house right now, you know what I'm saying? My Uncle Will, Big Will up in the house right now. We got IB up in the building, you know what I mean?
Yo, what it do?
Yeah, they just stepped
What's
through.
What's up, IB?
What's going on, brother? You good?
I'm always good. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
It's all good. I'm enjoying y'all show. I'm going to let y'all do y'all. I just wanted to weigh in.
Oh, right, no yeah. doubt.
Yes,
no
sir.
Respect, Law.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Right now, you know what I'm saying? Celebrate life. We got Big Will. He going to give y'all, you know what I'm saying, the sports report, his views on the teams and everything, how it's going in the NFL and different things like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, of course. But you're supposed to be working with me, too. You know what I'm saying?
I love you, man.
How you feel about the NFL this week?
The Cowboys won last week, so I don't care. And go Cowboys. That's all we got to say.
What was that? What do you think about them Dirty Birds yesterday? Wait, was that yesterday?
Hey, Tampa Bay should have never got on national TV if they wouldn't let me play. Not like that.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy.
That was pathetic.
Yeah, because it's the game, you know what I mean?
How you lose 56-0 in the third quarter? I'd have quit. After 28-0, I'd just say, hey, 4-6.
Yeah. So what you think next week going to be like, Law, man?
I think Atlanta got a good team. I think, but I don't think they're that good. Not to beat an NFL team by 50 points or more. That's ridiculous.
That was Tampa Bay. Come on now.
What you saying?
No, I'm
yeah.
talking about the Atlanta Falcons. I believe they're good.
I think
but I don't believe they're that good.
Everybody look good when you play Tampa Bay.
Look at him.
They doing their thing. But come on, you talking about the NFL. No team in the NFL. I can see college game. But the NFL, no team should get beat by 50 points. I'm sorry. You talking about
I agree with that.
Game.
Everybody's supposed to be professionals.
Exactly.
It looked like it was a high school team against one of the NFL teams out there.
Yeah, yeah.
What a slaughter. Ooh-wee. Yeah. Well, y'all ain't got nothing else to say about sports, man. Y'all ain't talking about
go
basketball.
Go Bears, go Bulls. D-Rose, we back.
All day.
One last thing about sports.
That's what we all.
To the topic that we started off with. This Ray Rice incident, suspending people from beating up on your girlfriend, this and that. We gonna use that hypothesis. Okay, let's say you're the chief of police. You get a domestic violence case, you should lose your job. You're a teacher.
No, they suspend. They put you on desk duty and suspend you with pay.
They ain't gonna want to lose their job.
They had a news report about one of the Supreme Court judges that's facing charges for domestic violence.
That's a topic we should address next week.
And your work life is two different places, and they should be treated as such.
Yeah.
Nobody has the right to dictate your home life by your job.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say for now. I'm out.
Love and respect.
Love and respect.
Oh,
all right. Love and respect.
Yep, absolutely. Yo, I would like to tell y'all thanks for tuning in. You know what I'm saying? It's been a great show. Again, special thanks to my guys, everybody that came through. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Bobby Buck, homeboy Cisco. I be in the building.
What
you know
what I'm saying?
Big Will, Mr. Michael Moore. You know what I'm saying? Dunno. You know what I'm saying? My boy Frankie Fresh right here. And we better be up out of here right now. You know what I'm saying? And see you next week. You know what I'm saying? Uncle Bean, celebrate life. We're going to celebrate life. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Celebrate your life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Celebrate your life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Celebrate your life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Celebrate your life.
Your life.